Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parasha Zochar. The Haftarah of this week is also the Haftarah next week in Mukaf and Chayma. Next week, because it's Purim Meshulis, they'll be reading the same Haftarah again. They will be having Maftar, I think, Vayavi Amalek Yelin on Shabbos, and that's the Haftarah. So they have, very interesting, they have 2 weeks in a row the same Haftarah. Today's Shiur is based on the Heilige Sefer Noyim Elimimah from the Rebbe of Malach Medzhinsk. At the end of Parshas Nosai, we will, Mirtz Hashem, have some additions. Rebbe Malach brings the Gemara in Yume, Daf Chav Beis, Omer Beis. There's a big Omer that the Gemara discusses many things about Shaul HaMelech. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mipneima Lo Nimshcha Malchus Beis Shaul. How come Shaul's Malchus ended? Why didn't it just continue? Because there was nothing wrong with him. Because he was so perfect. Sounds very strange. Because we were taught, we never appoint a leader over the congregation unless if he has a box filled with bugs, unless if he has problems. In English, you would say a skeleton in the closet. Why? Shem tazuach daitilov, if he starts becoming haughty, we tell him, chazor l'acharecha, hey, step back. Think about it. You know where you came from. And therefore, Shaul was so perfect, such perfect yichus, and such perfect behavior. Chazal say on the same daf, ben shana Shaul b'molchai, he was always like a ben shana without chait. He was never nichshol in any way, except what it says, the specific stories which happened in Navi, which we'll speak a little bit about. He was the one who was absolutely perfect. So Chazal say he was so wonderful, and therefore, according to the Pasha and the Gemara, that there was a problem with Gaiva. Someone doesn't have any problems. He might start becoming haughty. He would rule over the people. Problem is that this is very schwer to say with Shaul, because you know Shaul Adarabba was a onov. The words Nechbal Akelim were said about him. He was someone who was always hiding. He wasn't looking for the spotlight. And even at the end of the Haftira, Shmuel says to him, Katan Ata Be'inecha. So you can't really say that the Pshat, the Gemara, means over here for Shaul, this aspect of Gaiva Lochairah. So Rebbe Ramalach has another Pshat in this Gemara, what the Gemara is coming to say. Brings us another couple of Aris. That Shmuel Anavi, after Shaul was appointed, Shmuel said, "Hariisem is Asher Bocha by Hashem. You see, look at him. Look at the person who Hashem chose. Kein Kemoi, there's nobody like him." Why was Shmuel telling people to look at Shaul? Why do you have to look at him? Another question: Shaul is referred to as Shichmoi Lamala Gavaya Mikalaam. Says when Shaul was first introduced, he was a very tall fellow. Shichmoi Lamala, his shoulders and above. He was higher than everybody. He was head and shoulders above everybody else. Why is that a Mila? To be a manik, l'chayr manik daily Yisrael, or very short. What's so special about being tall? So the Noyim Elimelech explains. There's a very famous concept. I wouldn't say it's controversial. It's a Pirush Gemara in a few places, but it's controversial how to apply the Gemara. But Gemara says in a number of places, g'dayla aveir l'shma. Aveir l'shma is wonderful. It's so powerful. The Gemara has a shaila: is it greater even than a mitzvah, shalei l'shma or not? How far do we go with Averi Shalai Lishma? But the Gemara says Averi Shalai Lishma is an extremely, extremely tremendous madrega. Someone who does an Avera, L'Shem Shamayim. Avera, L'Shem Shamayim. Just mentioned a couple of points before we go on about Averi Shalai Lishma. First of all, it's very important to know the Nefesh HaChaim says that until Matan Torah, one was allowed to decide. You weren't Mechayiv Mitzvahs anyways. You could decide, you know something, I think I'm going to do this Avera, L'Shem Shamayim. You're allowed to choose it left and right to do. But once Matan Torah happened, we are not allowed to go along and choose to do Averis. There are stories, there are exceptions, but normally it's not allowed to be chosen. We'll give a couple of points on this. So Valdemichter Melio says a famous Yisroi from Yisrael Salanter, brings a right from the Gemara that it's absolutely awesome to do an Aver Lishma if there'll be any Hana'ah from the Aver. It has to be that you're suffering every moment, or at least not enjoying the Aver. If there's any benefit, if you're enjoying and chewing and chomping, enjoying the taste of the Aver at the same time, but you're doing Lishma, it's absolutely usri, as a raya from the Gemara. So the Aveira has to be mamish l'shem shamayim. Very, very big madrega, not something which could be done. The Hasidim use this to explain a lot of different concepts. Rav Tzadik and others, based on Reis and Eibishitz, which is before the Hasidim, say that Zimri, who was chaytul to Midyanis, had a whole cheshbon on the Shem Shemaim. Rav Tzadik speaks about it very, very often. Says that was an aveir lishma of Zimri, but it was dangerous, and Zimri overstepped the aveir lishma, and he needed to be killed. The Vilna Gaon, in what they bring from Pirkei Avos, says in the Mishnah, beginning of second parak, Havi ratz le mitzvah v'bereach min ha'aveira. So Vilna Gaon says, why does it say ratz le mitzvah without it? It doesn't say ratz le ha'mitzvah, ratz le mitzvah. And by aveira it says havi bereach min ha'aveira. What is the hey by aveira? Say bereach min ha'aveira. Another question. The Mishnah continues and says in Pirkei Avos, sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, shvitzah geres mitzvah v'ayir geres aveira. Why is that a reason why you should do mitzvahs, not do averas? I do mitzvahs because Hashem said. Keep away from averas because Hashem said. You need a, given the strange reason because the mitzvah is gerer, a mitzvah, and averas is gerer, and averas. So Vilna Gaon said, this Mishnah is being meramed to a special type of averas. Which averas? Averas, neged Hashem, which you're doing the Shema. I guess if you want a specific example right now, it comes to mind that Nefesh HaChaim says, Yaakov Avinu, before Matan Torah, wasn't mitzvah and mitzvahs, he married two sisters, Rachel and Leah. The Shem Shemaim, normally not allowed to marry two sisters. It was before Matan Torah anyways. He didn't have a full din of a yid. So Shem Shemaim, he married Rachel and Leah in order to build Klal Yisrael. Or Amram married his aunt, Yecheved, which is an Isser in the Torah. But her Matan Torah wasn't really Asser for, because you know, you don't have to be Machim like a yid, let's say. The Shem Shemaim, this is what we felt, we would be able to build a wonderful family with, and he had wonderful, special children. Aaron, Miriam, and Misha. So it was mutter before Matan Torah, but once Matan Torah, you're not allowed to go along with doing averus Hashem. I think the, if I understand correctly, Nefesh HaChaim was concerned about people like Hasidim who might take this concept, which was used a lot by them to explain many different things, and might take it too far. So that's why he speaks very, very strongly about not doing averus Hashem. So let's get back to the Vrata of Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon says, "Bereach min ha'averah" means keep avoid, keep away even from the Averis. We're not going to tell you keep away from Averis. Even the Averis. The Averis Lishma. It's mutter. It's good. Maybe. But keep away from it. But Reach, keep away from those Averis. Why? Listen to this. Because a mitzvah inherently will always bring another mitzvah. An Avera will inherently always bring another Avera. But that second Avera might not be an Averis Lishma. Because the Teva of Averis is bringing an Avera, and the next Avera you're in trouble with. That's the Mishnah says. What's the mitzvah? But Reach, when the Avera, even the famous good Avera, which you think might be a good thing, might be something that's greater than not than mitzvahs in a certain way. But it's so dangerous because Avera, Gerera is Avera, and the next Avera is not going to be Avera Lishma. That's a famous part from the Vilna Gaon. There's actually the Vilna Gaon, Megillas Esther. He has the three Perushim Megillas Esther, Alderach Pshat, Alderach Remez, and Alderach Soid. We have three Perushim from the Vilna Gaon, the whole Megillas Esther from beginning to end. So, on Derech Remez, it appears Megillas Esther, al Derech Remez, so on the beginning of the Megillah, it says, Chor Karpas Utchei Lesfar, the whole Pasuk, so Vilna Gaon goes through, that Pasuk explains how this Pasuk, Chor Karpas Utchei Lesfar, Chos Bechavli Hutzfar, when he explains that whole Pasuk, is speaking about all different ways how the Yetzirah entices people to sin. That Pasuk. And on Tchei Les, Gaon says, Tchei Les, we know, is a very famous reminder of the Kisi HaKavod. Reminds the person of the Rakia Kisi HaKavod. She says, the Yitzhahara, she tells you, do Averis. Just do it, Lishma. Be involved in Averis Lishma. Tcheles, get, this way you can do Tshuva at the end. You know, if you don't do Averis, how are you going to do Tshuva? It's a discussion, Kadmoinim. How are you Isaac in Tshuva if you never do an Averis? Someone wants to do all Tayag Mitzvahs, all Ramach Mitzvahs, I say. How are you going to be Isaac in Tshuva? So, yeah, the Yitzhahara tells you, do this, you're going to get the Kisi HaKavod, then you're going to have a Marid Tshuva. You're going to turn all your mitzvahs, you turn all your averus into mitzvahs. That's the tcheles of the Eitz HaHara. He tries to sell you to do averus Lishma. So, we'll even continue. Go back now to Noam Elimelech, Rebbe Elimelech Mezinsk, who says that one of the big benefits of averus Lishma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this concept in the world. Strange, if it's averus Lishma, why isn't it just a mitzvah? Why isn't it averus Lishma? Why does Hashem make an Aveira, which is, why is there such a thing? So he says, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such a thing is because tzaddikim and leaders and teachers need to lower themselves to reach their students, their followers, those who they can influence, to change their lives. To be able to connect with them, they need to be on the same level. If this teacher is beyond the student, in a whole different world, he's holier than thou, the student will not be able to connect and relate to this teacher. The teacher won't be able to lift them up. The teacher wants the big tzaddik and want to be mashpia toiv to people. He won't be able to because there's no connection between the two. So in order there should be a connection between the two, the Rebbeinu Shlom created a concept of aveir lishma. That means that this simple person has plenty of aveiras. This tzaddik has an aveira. The maisa is the same. It's a maisa aveira, an act of aveira. But the tzaddik has with it makshava only of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rasha has, unfortunately, negative machshavas, but there's a connection now. Now there's a connection. He's able to go along and be mishpia, and bring in bracha, shefa, be master in b'tshuva. I once saw the Sefer Kedushas Yom Tov. Avraham Avinu went to honor Eshkol and Mamre. He was discussing with them if he should do bris milah or not. So big shiloh, why did he go ask honor Eshkol and Mamre? Avraham Avinu was concerned. He said, I want to be machzir people b'tshuva. I want to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to inspire people to become geirimefs, a nefesh asher asa b'charon. If I will have kedushat b'smila, nobody will relate to me anymore. I'm going to be way above them, way beyond them. And that was his concern. And the real answer was, Avraham Avinu still did b'smila. He took and lifted himself up, and people were able to be inspired by his presence and grow in shteig, just being around, even though he was above them. But normally, there is a very strong svara that a tzaddik has to be able to go down and help these people. I heard from my Rebbe, my uncle, of Shlomi Yaakov Eisenberg Shlita, the Shiva of Tel Zeshiva. He told me once, he said by his own Sheva Brachas, many, many, many years ago, he spoke about Akasha. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in the Torah, didn't go into Eretz Yisrael because he, by Mei Meriva, Yam lo yamam di milak yisheni lefnei yam, you weren't Meraim Klai Yisrael, you should have had a different, done something else by the rock when the water came out. That's why you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So he asked Akasha that earlier, already in Parshas Ba'al Yischa, Terak Desha tells us that there was a Nevuah from Eldon to Medon, Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnis. It was already a Nevuah earlier. The Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be passing away and Yeshua will be bringing the people in. This is before the Chet of Mei Meriva. What happened over there? What was the chesaron in Moshe Rabbeinu for going to Eretz Yisrael? The problem was that they asked Klai Yisrael, asked for a basar. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, where do I get basar to feed all these people? What are they asking for a basar? Miach alein yibasar? How can I get a basar? So it was already a remez, Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshua Machnis. So my Rebbe asked, Is Moshe not going to Eretz Yisrael because of the question of Miach alein yibasar, which Rashi brings in Machlokes Tanaim, if he got Anish for it or not, but it sounds, according to this Chazal, Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnis, that yes, or was it because of Mei Meriva? So he said, a leader, same type of idea, a leader has to connect to the people. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go with Klai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, he has to connect with them. There's two ways he could connect with them. Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very, very above them. Klai Yisrael was already below his level. Either Moshe Rabbeinu goes down to them, or Moshe Rabbeinu lifts them up to him. Either he goes down to them, or he lifts them up to him. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, in Parshas Ba'al Yischa, when he complained about the basar, he was like, what kind of tivus do they have? They have tivus for meat? What is this? What's wrong with the man? Spiritual, special food. And it's even very, very tasty. Taste whatever you want. They want beef. Where's the beef? What is that? So Moshe Rabbeinu showed then that he can't lower himself to go to their madrega. By Mei Meriva, Pasuk says, Yan lo yimang to be like a sheni was an opportunity to pick up Klai Yisrael. So Moshe makes Yeshua Machas, but still, maybe he'll be able to pick them up to his level. But by Mei Meriva, he showed he couldn't pick them up to his great level. So that was the end. He couldn't be the leader anymore. That's why he couldn't come in. He spoke about this by Yeshua Brachas, how Chasson and Kala have to, lower themselves to each other, pick themselves up to each other. Here, I just gave you some nice Yeshua Brachas Torah. So let's get back to the Noam Elimelech. Keep maybe drifting a little bit, but coming right back. So the Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Yishim created a concept of Aveir Lishma in order that Tzaddikim should be able to relate and have a kesher and be mashpia on everybody who's underneath them. Someone's going to be a leader. That's the pshat of the Gemara and Yuma. Someone wants to be a leader. He can't be someone that's perfect. If he's perfect, then he's imperfect for the job of being a leader. Because he's too above them. He can't relate with them. He has to have some problems. So that's why Chazal say, someone doesn't have a kupa shel shratzim, someone who's ein bo yidoyfi, there's nothing wrong with him, then he can't be a leader, he can't be a paris. And Shaul HaMelech, let's take a look. The Gemara says on the same daf, drasha on the Haftarah, it says that Yarav Anachal, Pasuk Shat means that Shaul waged the war against Amalek down by the riverbed. That's the Pasuk Shat on the Pasuk in the Haftarah. The Rashi brings in Shmuel, the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara in Daf Chavei says, a drasha, that Shaul had an internal battle by Yarev. He was debating and getting very worked up about something to do with a Nachal. Maybe the Nachal reminded him. What? Nachal Eson, the riverbed where you do Egla Arufa. Someone who's found dead between two cities, you measure the closest city, the Torah says in Parsha Shoftim, and you bring him to a Nachal Eson, a river which is a firm river, which was never, no one ever dug there before. You chop off the head, whole ceremony. So Shaul HaMelech said like this. For one year that got killed, one person that got killed, the terrorist is being Egla Arufa, so I'm supposed to go kill this whole city of Amalekim? And the animals? And the little kids? What did they do? What did the animals do? The Gemara discusses this. Says the name of Elimelech. Shaul viewed, this is a chiddush, Shaul viewed the killing of the animals as an avera. It's something which doesn't make sense. It's against the Torah. It's against Egla Ruf. Hashem doesn't want you stam go kill things in vain, even animals. Val tashkes. Stam to mercilessly just go kill animals and no tellers are not going to eat from them. But Hashem said to do it. Shmuel told me, so I have to do it. So what is this? This is an avera. But Hashem said to do it, so it's an avera lishma. Interesting way of looking at avera lishma. Okay, he says this is also included in avera lishma. This is a type of avera lishma. Because in his eyes, it was an avera, which Hashem said to do. And he did not do it. He didn't kill the animals. Shaul HaMelech ein bo yidoyfi, could not kill the animal. He couldn't do an avera lishma. It was against his nature. He was so tar. Ben shana, Shaul b'malchai. He could not do an avera lishma. Memela, the pasuk describes Shaul and says at the beginning of Shaul's story, Mishichmai umala gavai mikala'am. His shoulders was above everybody else. What's so chash about it being so tall? What's the maila? Says, the Arizal says, brings an Arizal, Bikabala, we just say over the words. The Arizal says that when it says in the Torah, Vayashkim, Avram Abaker, Avram woke up early, Shechem also means shoulders, it's a drush, Vayashim Avram Abaker, which means Avram Avinu had a midah of shoulders, Baker, Avram Avinu's midah was to shine forth with chesed. Shoulders refers to Pikabala, to be relating to people and cheering with them and inspiring people. Vayashkim Avram Baker. Avram Avinu in the morning, right away, in a bright way, Vayashkim, he was shearing his shoulders, Shechem's shoulders. Memeli, he says, that's the pshat also, that Mishichmai Ulamala, Shaul HaMelech, his inspiring people was on a very, very high level. Shichmai Ulamala Gavaya, he was above. It was very hard to relate to Shaul. And that is why, when Shaul was chosen, Shmuel tells the people, Hara'isam Eshabocha by Hashem, look at him. You have to go up to him. He can't come down to you. It's not going to happen. He does not relate to Averis at all. He's perfect. You want to be inspired by me. If you're a great leader, you're going to have to lift yourselves up to him. But when the story happened, when he couldn't even do this Averis Lishma, so it just showed how he would not be able to relate to the people and be their ultimate melech, and therefore, Lo Nimshach Malchus Shol Shol. The Malchus of Shol is not going to be able to last. Because he is too perfect for them. He's too above them. He can't connect to these people. He can't be a leader if he can't relate to these people. He's not going to be able to be mashpia on them because he's too kaddish for them. He's too above them. Rabbi Meir says, based on this, that's pshat in a pasuk in Parshas Nasei. This is again Noam Melch and the Parshas Nasei. Ulvnei kahas loy nasan ba'kasev yisau. Again, bnei kahas are so kedoshim, they're so kaddish. The bnei kahas ba'kasev, and their shoulders, which inspire, again according to Kabbalah, inspiration of chesed comes from the shoulders, is very, very high up. Is very, very beyond. The Sefer Lachzeis Benoyam brings a couple of additions. We'll just say here, this is very similar to what we were talking about. very similar. The Munkacher, the Munkas Salazar, is safer. The Vritaira brings that when his great grandfather, Naftali Rafshitzer, first came to become a Talmud by the Rebbe Ramaylech, he was stopped by the door. The Gabi said, "Who are you? You want to come in? You want to become a Talmud? Or you want to join our yeshiva? Who are you?" He said, "Oh, my father was this person, my grandfather was this person," saying his yichus. Then the door shuts, and Naftali Rafshitzer hears from behind the door Rebbe Ramaylech saying, "Oh, I don't want any miyuchasim. I don't want these balagai. There's no way to be mashpia on these people." Naftali Rafshitzer started crying. He said, "Is it my fault that my father was a tzaddik adar, and my grandfather, my great grandfather? I still want to learn." Ramaylech said, "Oh, there are tzaddikim who, as great as they are, they're still willing to go along and learn and be inspired. And of course, I'm happy to take you in." So we have this thing about, you said you'd be so perfect. The Pasha Shah and the Sugya is, you know, that maybe you're just too great, you're not willing to listen. But then there's another thing, that could you relate to people? So sometimes being perfect might be imperfection when you need to relate to other people, when you want to be a leader. You have to be able to lift them up, but you also have to be able to go down, to their level. The Hassan, the Sefer Yitapanim, in Mamor Mansukis, beautiful thing, he says, that Torah says in Parashat Shmini, "Vayera Meishal Aaron, Kravel Amizbeach, Vaaseyes Chatosos Elasecha." Rashi says that Aaron was embarrassed on Yom Shmini, on the day of Miluim. He was embarrassed to go along and start bringing the Kabanas, because for Kapar Vachet Egel, he was very embarrassed. So Meisha told him, "Lekach Nivcharta." So Rashi says. So the Yitapanim says, you know what he was telling me? He says, "I wouldn't be able to bring this carbon because I am a little bit too distant from the people. But you were able to relate to them. You did the Aveir Lishma by the Chayta Egel to relate to them. You were trying to postpone it, and that's why you built the Mizbeach. And you are the one who could relate to the people much more than everybody cried when I was lifted. I have Shalom, I have Shalom more than my Yisrael Abeinu," it says. "You're able to relate to them. That's why the Kach Nivcharta. You have this relationship with them." So we might sometimes feel negative and bad and sad about flaws that we have. Rachman al-Islam, flaws that we have. Hashem should help us all get fixed up. I mean, now let us search for it. We're not encouraging any other areas of Shema. We're not in that Madrig at all to make any decisions like that whatsoever. But whatever flaws we have, there is a mile to the flaw itself. We have to be working on fixing it up. But at the same time, somebody in shul, someone's cell phone goes off. You can scream Shah at him. You can scream Shah Anu. It never happens to you. It never happens that your phone goes off when it's not supposed to go off. Or we get upset at their kids for sleeping in so late, let's say. You never did that yourself when you were a kid? Relate. Relate to people. If you're talking Shichmoy Lamawa, then you have a hard time relating. But Baruch Hashem, Hashem made us, put us in positions, we're able to relate to the people we need to inspire. We're able to relate to them. So we could appreciate, accept our flaws. You know, it's not like I'm giving a speech for the 12 steps. We can accept our flaws, but we can work, inspire, on growing. Of course, that's our chiv to go along, be basic and true and everything, but at least know what we did in the past and be able to relate and understand others and inspire others. So I bless myself and you and everybody. The Rabbi Yisrael should help, but we should be steiging, we should be changing, we should zeichet the tshuva shleima gedoyla without any chait, but we should be able to relate to people always and judge them favorably and not too harshly, just like we would want people to judge us favorably. The Rabbi Yisrael should help. Everybody have a Yehilig Shabbos, Afreilich and Purim, and Gula b'Shleima b'Meira b'Karev.